the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 27th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. As we filed this report, two National Guard members from West Virginia were in critical condition on Wednesday. That after an unidentified man raised his arm and opened fire on them in an apparent targeted shooting near the White House. That from ABC News. They report the Guard members were a woman and man, according to a law enforcement official briefed on the situation, and were being treated at local hospitals. D.C. Metropolitan Police Executive Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll said it appears to be a lone gunman that raised the firearm and ambushed these members of the National Guard. Meantime, a new category of weight loss drugs is offering hope for combating obesity, but getting them remains difficult.
Our partners at KFF Health News found that even in Mississippi, where Medicaid does cover these drugs without a diabetes diagnosis, patients can face sudden coverage denials. Michelle Howell of Tupelo says her insurance initially paid for Ozempic, which helped her lose significant weight, but then stopped.
And they took it, they said, I cannot get it no more. Talking about they cannot cover it. They got to find some more meal or something that they can cover, but they couldn't cover Ozempic anymore. I was hurt. I have gained weight.
Howell says she went without effective medication for nearly 2 months before her doctor could prescribe a different drug, which she reports is not working as well as Ozempic did. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This story produced with original reporting by Phil Gilwitz with KFF Health News. And a new report finds New Yorkers who are family caregivers face growing financial challenges and blames policy inaction.
The Bipartisan Policy Center of New York report says long-term care costs continue to rise, increasing the strain of family caregivers. While lawmakers have been aware of this for years, they haven't sufficiently addressed ways to reduce these costs. Allison Buffett with the center says misconceptions about how to pay for long-term care costs have kept lawmakers from lowering them.
A lot of folks believe Medicare, when they get older, will cover long-term care. Medicare does not cover the majority of these services that individuals rely on to particularly age in their homes and in their communities.
The report says lawmakers could help reduce costs by modernizing healthcare programs so middle-income adults don't have to spend down their savings to qualify for Medicaid if they require long-term care. It also suggests finding ways to strengthen the declining private long-term care insurance market. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And from the New York Times, a judge in Georgia dismissed the last pending criminal prosecution against President Trump Wednesday, effectively ending efforts to hold him criminally responsible for attempts to overturn the 2020 election. The Times notes the president has now seen three criminal cases against him dissolve since he was reelected last year. Charges also dropped against Trump's remaining co-defendants, including Rudolph Giuliani, his former personal lawyer, and Mark Meadows, former White House chief of staff. This is Public News Service. Alabama's new direct admissions initiative is giving high school seniors a clearer and more confident start to the college process.
The statewide platform launched this summer and allows students to build a profile and receive direct admission offers from participating colleges without submitting traditional applications or essays. Counselors say the change has made college feel more accessible for many students, and senior Isaac DeBose at Ben C. Rain High School says seeing those early offers helped him understand what opportunities were already within reach.
It really gave me a confidence boost. I started applying to other colleges that weren't included in the initiative, and I was able to accumulate, just from match, a total of $471,000 in scholarship offers.
The platform matches students with 2- and 4-year colleges based on their transcript and academic interests, then delivers admission and scholarship offers directly inside the system. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Next, plastic foodware has become a mainstay in school cafeterias, but one Massachusetts school district is reaping the rewards of going plastic-free.
Bedford Public Schools replaced more than 260,000 single-use foam trays with ones made of reusable stainless steel, eliminating close to 3 tons of waste while saving the district nearly $12,000 in less than a year. Dr. Manasa Mantravadi is a board-certified pediatrician and founder of the stainless steel foodware company Ahimsa. She says schools are giving their cafeterias a makeover in the interest of student health.
While we can't get rid of it all, this is a very specific actionable item that parents and schools can do to mitigate the risks of plastics.
She says the chemicals in plastics have been shown to interfere with children's hormones, growth, and brain development. Stainless steel is the only kid-friendly material recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. I'm Catherine Carley.
Finally, Florida professors are sounding the alarm over a new state rule requiring them to post their course syllabi publicly online years in advance. The Florida Board of Governors says the policy passed unanimously will help students make informed decisions. While some faculty see it as a non-issue, John Wesley White, a professor of education at the University of North Florida, says many of his colleagues see it as a form of surveillance.
Many faculty, including myself, see this as another attempt by Florida to monitor what faculty are doing and to kind of have a spyglass on what we're doing. And context is important here because one of the things that people seem to be forgetting is our syllabi at public universities have always been public.
White believes the true intent is to allow outside groups to scrutinize course content. Faculty syllabi have historically been available through individual university websites or public college catalogs. Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.